the town has tried to use the comp plan and the zoning code as a mechanism for controlling what happens. And I think, unfortunately, we don't do enough ground truthing after the fact to say, okay, we put these zone districts in place, we changed these zoning regulations, are we getting what we want? The same question could be asked about housing. We have affordable housing requirements. Are we getting what we want? I'm not sure we are. I talk to people about this issue still, and somebody approached me and said, you know, maybe the affordable housing ratio is backwards. Right now, the affordable is, if, you know, you need to provide 20% affordable housing for the 80% of market that you provide. He said, well, what if you flipped it? And I said, would anybody build anything? And he said, maybe not, but I'm okay with that. so there's that sentiment in the community, and I wouldn't ignore that if I was sitting at the board level or on the BNZ. I think that there's certainly a constituency that is always saying, slow it down, and so forth. I don't know. Carbondale's not going to solve any of this stuff. All we can try and do is the best we can, and I think I would just look for bolder solutions from the town to perhaps just not wait to be quite so responsive as opposed to proactive. We didn't wait for somebody to say, why don't we do the Third Street Center? We made it happen. And that's what's one of those strengths about Carbondale is, at bottom, they make stuff happen, whether it's KDNK or the Mountain Fair or Spring Gulch or Third Street Center. Those were bootstrap projects, all of them. And so I'm more interested in what are the next bootstrap projects we need to tackle about housing affordability, about transport, about how we build, about how we get food.